This afternoon, we talk about social anxiety disorder, and many would be able to identify with the feeling, uncomfortable, nervous feeling when you enter a room, or you know, when you've got to speak to a room full of strangers, and those types of scenarios. Now, this afternoon, we're joined by Anisa Musa, who's a social worker. Anisa, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam to you, brother, and to all the listeners out there. I hope everybody's having a good Ramadan, and we're on today 3 already, so inshallah the rest of it will go well.
Inshallah. So anyone with social anxiety disorder can experience it in different ways. What are the common situations that people tend to have trouble with?
Okay, so basically interaction with people. If you look at the name social anxiety, which refers to engaging with, in a social context, and the anxiety that comes about from it, but it can range from...
Okay, we're having a problem with our guest for this, with the line. We're going to try and get our guest back online, and then we'll continue the discussion on social... feeling of being nervous or uncomfortable in a social situation. Maybe you've been clammed up when meeting someone new or gotten sweaty palms before making a big presentation, public speaking, or walking into a room full of strangers. Isn't exactly a thrill for everybody, but most people can get through it, and therefore we chat about that this afternoon. Sister Anisa, you may continue.
Gee, like I was saying, I think you covered some of it in the sense that you know, social anxiety is about the interaction with people around them generally. So it could be, you know, normally people who lack confidence would, I just quote the second part of what you were saying about functions or making presentations. And I think it's relatively normal for people who don't have experience making public presentations or addresses or deliveries and that kind of thing. But with social anxiety, it's more than that. And obviously it would affect one's daily interactions, even meeting strangers, making eye contact, even situations at school, if it's a school-going scholar, and even anxiety experienced in the work setting, or even just gatherings where attention is not necessarily fully on you.
Yes. On a personal level, you know, what is it that the person experiences?
Okay, so if you look at some of the symptoms, I think it's quite overwhelming for the person, and that is why it's more than the normal. So people would experiencing like blushing where they get like, you know, they can actually feel the blood rushing up to their faces, increased heart rate, trembling, nausea, going blank with nervousness, dizziness even, heightened level of self-consciousness. And it also is a huge element of low self-esteem, and that is why the person builds so much anxiety around people. So it's quite overwhelming, it's quite intense, and then even in extreme situations, if there's a trigger or a trauma, it could then lead to a panic attack.
Yes. So some people may view it as, you know, the person overreacting, but it's a reality for that person who's experiencing it.
I think, you know, often what happens is with any personality or even psychological disorder, I think because a lot of it's lack of understanding and lack of awareness about it, when there's, I think we're more receptive to physical illness because we can see it, but even things like depression, because it's, you know, like I said, there's lack of understanding around it. So the empathy is less. The support is less because it's less tangible. So we don't look at it as something that the person experiences that much difficulty with. We look at it as, oh, maybe they don't have a coping skill, or maybe they can't manage their life. Maybe they just, so we write it off as something where they can cope with it, but it's actually more than that.
Is it, you know, at any stage, age-related people at different age groups, does it affect one age group more than others?
So, during childhood, there would be an onset of it and adolescence. So social anxiety usually starts up from a young age. And we can look at, and it's usually caused by family history. It could be also experienced based on previous negative experiences that the person had in a social context. It triggers it. It could be influenced by their general temperament. If you're an introvert, let's say, for example, and you're not a people's person, you don't like, generally you like to keep to yourself, then your social context, work demands can have an effect on it, making appearances, because it's a condition that draws attention. It can also be triggered if you have a predisposition, like I said, if it's in the family, any kind of traumatic event can trigger, like with depression, personality disorder, like this can be offset.
Yes. Any tips that you'd like to share with people to cope with the situation better?
Gee, there are some ways that we can facilitate coping. And I think also, you know, you mentioned support. I think support structures are important, showing someone who's going through social. And also, when we talk about support, we also have to try and learn more about the condition that somebody has to be able to give them the right kind of support. And I think more often than not, we need to show understanding and listening, center them and what their needs are. But also, we look at breathing exercises. So conscious and, you know, I think it's coming very common, not common, but I think more awareness is created around what they call mindfulness. So conscious breathing and deep breathing exercises to relax. And also there's a fine line between relaxation breathing and relaxation exercises. Try to exercise progressive muscle relaxation. So again, over and above the breathing exercises, these muscle relaxing exercises, stretches help. Prepare for a setting that's going to bring about anxiety. So I think, again, you know, going into a setting with positive mindset, but also with that welcome some kind of interventions around self-esteem building, building confidence. Also start small. I think what happens is anxiety is often created because we imagine our mind controls what to expect. And the more anxiety we build as a result of what we're visualizing and what we're expecting from an event could intensify the anxiety. So we encourage to start small. Even when you want to deal with social anxiety, to start engaging in small groups, building confidence in those, becoming more comfortable in smaller settings before venturing out in bigger ones. Take the focus off yourself. Usually being very self-conscious is a tendency of people who struggle with social anxiety. So they're nervous about themselves, they lack confidence, they're worried about how they're going to respond, they're going to wonder about how people are going to respond to them, whether people are going to like them, whether what they're going to say is going to be received well. So to take the focus off yourself and by doing that, there's pressure also to say the right thing lessons when you do that.
Yes.
Then talk back to negative thoughts. So when you have negative thinking, you know, and that's a skill. Unfortunately, you know, there's something you can't just do. Something you need help with is to reframe negative thoughts into a positive. To try and look at things differently. It's a combination of techniques. To use your senses. So again, you know, we talk about visualization exercises, breathing exercises, relaxation exercises. It's about tapping into your senses. Again, the breathing, being conscious of color, smell, temperature, taste. It just settles the person, calms the nerves. And then also the exercise, physical exercise, it all goes to, you know, implications of a healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
So sleep patterns, eating habits, like I said, exercise is very, very good stress relief. And you know, they talk about the releasing of the endorphins.
Yes. We're going to leave it at that, Sister Anisa. Jazakumullah khair for sharing the insight with us. Your time appreciated.
Thank you. Jazakallah, everyone. I know the time is short, but inshallah, we can
pick up on other things. Inshallah, in the future. Barakallah fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Anissa Musa, who is a social worker, chatting to us this afternoon about social anxiety.